I remember that marriage and the child being kidnapped and the trials they had, you know, while on radio.
Yeah.
And then they executed this Hapman who was
kidnapper.
Convicted of the kidnapping. Of course, there's always been some question about whether or not he was the guilty one, but I guess he was. Yeah. They had pretty strong proof that he was. But Lindbergh, during World War II, you know, there was some question about his loyalty to the United States.
Yeah.
I read her book that told about that, and I don't really think he was disloyal to the United States. I think he was just such a pacifist that he just wanted us to have peace, you know.
Yeah. What about Al Capone?
Well, I remember about Al Capone. I just what I read in the papers.
Was he a romantic figure or like?
Romantic.
Like, was he like, you know, a gangster, but?
I think people always regard him as
they always hated him?
Evil person, Wow.
But Prohibition, was there a lot of like moonshining around here?
I'm sure there was. I guess there still is.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it would be as prevalent now as it was.
During that?
Maybe. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But it was not at all uncommon for the police to find stills, you know, out in the woods and revenue officers.
Oh, okay. Give her a little money. What about, how about Huey Long? You never heard of the governor?
Oh, yes, I remember. And, you know, I know his son.
Do you?
Yes. What's his name?
He went too, didn't he, to become governor?
He was a member of the Senate for years, okay. You know, he retired, but he was a member of the Senate. I think this thing. Huey Long was, of course, he was notorious. You know, he really controlled Louisiana for a number of years.
Did you like him? Think he was a dictator, or was he a person of people?
No, I never liked him. I never admired him. But his son, what can I think of this person? Anyhow, his son came here and stayed several days.
Really?
And visited Dr. Cole in the campus. And he was just a real nice, Russell was his name. And he told Dr. Cole that his father was not only a dictator as far as politics was concerned, but he was about his children too. And he had been a stutterer. And he blamed his father for that. He blamed
afraid of him?
He was afraid of him, you know. But he was not the same kind of person that his father was at all.
But he had a really tight grip on Louisiana, though.
Yeah. He became the senator from Alabama. But Huey Long was, he was just one of a kind, you know.
So he's one of those many celebrities that spoke at Jacksonville State?
Yeah, he was. And there was a radio program that was very, just like 60 Minutes is now, was called the Town Meeting of the Air.
Yeah.
And it held its weekly session here. All the people that were involved in it came here, the man that had charge of it, and they had two senators to come, and they had they made their arguments here. WHMA in Anniston is ABC network, and they broadcast it through ABC, through WHMA. And I can't tell you the name of the man that had charge of it. It was just a household name.
Yeah.
But he came. They were here about a week. And the other senator was Senator Nye. I believe his name was Nye from Minnesota. Was a Republican. And they debated on that program. And they were here several days. Senator Long and Senator Nye.
What was the major point of the debate?
was the what?
Major point of the debate.
You know, I don't remember.
You're not
I just don't remember. But anyhow, I had all the newsmen in the state to come. You know, we had an interview, and it was in all the papers and everything.
So you're saying during the Depression, your family escaped a lot of the hardship?
My own family
did,
but my parents
never did get over it.
They moved to Miami, and my father got a job in Miami. But they never did get over the Depression.
Yeah.
I think my father really had a broken heart. Because we had a nice home, we had good business, he lost his business.
Must have worked hard for
our home and our farm and everything we had, we lost. I was not at home at the time, and I'm glad I was spared that. But my mother and the other three children and my father all, I know they felt like they were disgraced, you know, because they lost everything and had to leave, had to go somewhere. And my mother went to Tuscaloosa and took the children and put my brother and sister in school at the university.
But it happened to so many people, didn't it?
Yeah, nobody had any money.
So
everybody was broke, you know. And my father got a traveling job, and they really had it rough.
And your family? You and your husband?
No.
No, I mean,
my husband
paper business.
And I really never, we didn't suffer during this.
Because people had to buy papers.
You know, and when times are hard, newspapers have it better than other people do. Because you know how it is now, the papers are so full of advertising.
Right.
And so we didn't, I don't mean that we
prospered
especially, but we never suffered.
Mm-hmm. But for most people, food was a
well,
for food was
you know, I didn't really know anybody that suffered terribly, but I'm sure there were people who did.
So you guys didn't have any stocks in the market when it crashed?
No. That's not as ordinary people didn't know much about stocks things during back then. There were plenty of people who did, I know, but just ordinary people like us didn't know about it. If you had money, you just put it in the bank, you know, or bought real estate with it.
Were there any bank panics?
Yes. There were banks that lost. I know our next door neighbor was president of a bank, and it went down. And I'm sure there were people that lost a lot, but they managed to keep their head above the water, you know, they didn't go down.
Yeah.
But I really didn't, everybody I knew was poor. We didn't have a lot, but we didn't suffer. We had what we needed, you know.
Yeah. What about Pearl Harbor?
Oh, I remember about Pearl Harbor, too. You know, I read frequently, and I guess you've read too, that nearly everybody could tell you what he or she was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
When the news came, and I could remember exactly what I was
doing. What were you doing?
We were living on the college campus. They wanted me to live on the college campus on account of being publicity director. And we were living on the college campus. And I was lying down and had the radio on right by the bed. And Red wasn't there. I don't know where he had gone, but he wasn't there. And I heard him announce about Pearl Harbor. And I got up and began to tell people about it because, you know, if you didn't have your radio on, you didn't know about it. But we knew then that we were at war, you know.
Yeah.
And at the time, there were lots of people at Fort McClellan, as I told you, and we lost so many students at the college that Dr. Doggett had let a lot of the Army officers and their families move into the dormitories.
Okay.
And that helped maintain the school, you know, and that it helped them too, because there just was not sufficient housing here for them. And of course, we talked to the officers with that, and they realized that it was, that we were at war when that happened.
Because I think, earlier Americans didn't really, Hitler wasn't seen as such a bad guy like in the late 30s, I guess, right? Well, yeah, for a lot of Americans.
They didn't realize how bad he was, and they, I don't think that even the Jewish people were as aware of what was going on as we found out afterwards, you know, that he was persecuting the Jews like he was.
Yeah. Were there any many Jews down in this region?
Well, there are always Jews in small southern towns.
Okay.
I think that Jewish people feel safer in a small town. For one thing, they're accepted. There's no difference in Jewish people and other people.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether we have it. Are you Jewish?
No.
I didn't think you were, but they're not in it. I don't know any Jewish people in Jacksonville right now. But when we came here, there was a family of Jews named Steinberg, and they had a store on the, you know where, West Hardway is?
Yeah.
Well, the building on the corner but then was Steinberg's.
Oh.
And they had, that people always said, if you didn't know where to find anything, to go to Steinberg's. They had everything there, but they were good citizens.
Yeah.
And they had two sons, Morris and Bennett. And Bennett was in college when we came here, and Morris was in high school. Well, those boys, they had the finest education that anybody could have. They went to school here at first, but they transferred to other universities. I don't remember just where all they went to school. But they both became surgeons, very fine surgeons. And they live in Gadsden, man. They're still surgeons in Gadsden. Must have been Steinberger there. But the only difference in them and the rest of us was the fact that they did not come to our churches, you know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they were just, Ben and Mars went to all the parties and did, dated girls and everything just like everybody else did.
Yeah. So, in the religion, then it was, there were just the two main churches, Baptist and Methodist?
No, the Presbyterian.
Presbyterian
were always here. You know,
yeah.
The Episcopal and the Presbyterian and the Baptist had buildings.
And the Baptists start to split, don't they?
Not in Jacksonville. The Methodist was the one that was split. The Baptist, I guess the Baptist was too, because there's a Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
And there was a Southern Methodist. But the Methodists united about 1938. And so we just have one church in the United States, United Methodist Church. And the reason for the United is that we joined with the United Brethren. There was a small denomination called the United Brethren. And so we took the United word into the name of our church. So we are the United Methodist Church. But the Baptists have never united. There's a Southern Baptist Convention.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a great deal of difference in the Northern section of the Baptist Church in the South. But anyhow, all the Baptist churches in the South belong to the Southern Baptist Convention. But I don't think people were aware of what was going on. They just knew that Hitler was making war, you know, and of course he bombed England just mercilessly.
Yeah.
And but I don't really think that they knew about the persecution of the Jews till later.
Yeah. So about England, about the Duke of Windsor.
Oh yeah.
Mrs. Simpson.
Yeah, we really remember that and her speech when he resigned as king, you know, when he gave up, abdicated is the word. When he abdicated as king, I don't I don't think anybody in the United States was ever really deeply attached to the king, or when he was a prince. He never was a very strong character.
Oh, no?
No, he never was. His brother, though, who followed him as king, was